This is Radio Guy Reflections, not one, not two, but three W News. The wacky, the weird, and the wild news that affects us every day. You know, this is my kind of news. I'm Dave Denton, and this is 3W News. Coming up, hurricanes, Corvettes, and I see dead people.
We're on the radio.
So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, give it to me straight, doctor, I can take it.
You're always talking about radio.
Radio talk.
Steven, that's the stories that we're telling. That was when radio was gone.
Here is a complete disc jockey show with all the modern pace of today's exciting radio.
I mean, we are a bunch of weird people.
You seem to know what you're doing.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
This is Radio Guy Reflections. Reflections. We're damned if we do and damned if we don't. And here's why.
Here I am, rocked you like a hurricane.
Ever since Hurricane Katrina, we have heard that man-made pollution, dirty air, would be causing more and stronger hurricanes. But is it dirty air? Not necessarily.
Say what?
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has come out with a new study that says it's the cleaner air that's causing more hurricanes. Yes, cleaner air here in the United States and in Europe evidently is kind of giving more power to the Atlantic storms. A 50% decrease in pollution particles in Europe and here in the United States is being linked to a 33% increase in Atlantic storms. Yet you heard me right. Cleaner air means more tropical storms and hurricanes in the Atlantic.
You gotta be kidding me.
You've gotta be kidding me.
You have got to be kidding me.
But the same study shows the opposite is happening in the Pacific. Climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it, from greenhouse gases, is expected to reduce the overall number of storms slightly in the Pacific, but it will increase the number and strength of the most intense hurricanes, making them wetter and windier. I'm in love with my car, next on the 3W News. Hi, this is Dave Denton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at davesvoiceworks.com. davesvoiceworks.com, spell works, W-O-R-X. General Motors is said to be producing an electrified Corvette, and it will be debuting next year. But GM President Mark Roos says the Corvette is soon to be all electric. He declined to disclose when the all-electric Corvette would be released or whether the, quote, electrified model would be a traditional hybrid or a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. Now, Roos did say that GM will continue to manufacture traditional models with the internal combustion engine alongside the electric models. Up next in 3W News, is he dead? Yet? Are you sure? It's the world of professional wrestling. Hi, I'm Dave Denton. I'm one of those lifelong fans. Christopher Evans joins me and Zane Peterson as we talk about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling from a little bit different perspective than a lot of the podcasts out there.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
We know what we like, and sometimes we talk about things we don't like.
You stupid idiots!
You might even find a chance to laugh at some of the things we do.
Who are you calling Rudy
It's Turnbuckle Trash. It's available on many of these same podcast channels. Join us. Turnbuckle Trash are also on Facebook and turnbuckletrash.net. In China, six people are under investigation by law enforcement officials after an elderly nursing home resident was mistakenly declared dead but put into a body bag and taken by the coroners to a waiting van before mortuary workers noticed that the man was still alive.
Uncle Fred just sat right up.
The incident was filmed by onlookers and footage quickly spread online. In the footage, workers wearing protective clothing are seen pulling out a body bag to the mortuary on a trolley. They look inside the bag before realizing the person inside is alive.
You might as well come over here and sit down beside me, boy, because you ain't getting out of here tonight.
But I did.
Naturally, the nursing home, covering its tracks, apologized. I would hope. While the funeral home reportedly praised its employees for noticing that the person was still alive and gave them a cash bonus. And that is 3W News. I'm Dave Denton, reminding you to check out our other podcast, Radio Guy Reflections, where I get a chance to talk to other people that have been in radio, are still in radio, and get their stories about the person behind the microphone. Also, another podcast I do is called Turnbuckle Trash. It's all about professional wrestling. We'll see you again soon with more 3W News.